Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Rolling bones to the rolling stones. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're also streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org. We multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 30th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Those numbers again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. I'm back just like I promised. Let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday. Yankees 8 and the Red Sox 6. Astros 4 and the Orioles 3 in the first game of a doubleheader. In that second game, the Astros 5 and the Orioles 2. Rays 4 and the Blue Jays 3. Twins 8 and the White Sox 3. The Royals 9 and Cleveland 4. The A's 5 and the Angels 2. And the Mariners 4 and the Rangers 1. Over in the National League, the Cardinals 2 and the Cubs 1. The Reds 3 and the Pirates zip. The Dodgers 10 and the Giants 6. The Phillies 3 and the Braves zip. The Mets 1 and the Marlins zip. That game went 13 innings. The Nationals 12 and the Rockies 2. The Diamondbacks 5 and the Padres 4. And in interleague play, the Brewers 6 and the Tigers 5. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 2-for-3 with RBI. He's hitting .290 on the season. Lynn came in and played in his place. And he went 1-for-2, scored a run. He's hitting .254. Brock Holt went 2-for-5 yesterday. Got two RBIs. He's hitting .274. Hit his seventh home run of the season. J.D. Martinez went 0-for-2. He's hitting .329 in the season. Travis came in for him. Went 1-for-3, and he's hitting .200 in the season. Rafael Devers started. He went 0 for 3, hitting .241. Phillips came in for him and went 0 for 1. Scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .143. Mitch Moreland played first base. He went 1 for 4 with a walk. He's hitting .244. Ian Kinsler, 1 for 2. And score the run. He got 3 walks. He's hitting .242. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1 for 5 with an RBI. He's hitting .231. Blake Swihart went 1 for 4. Score the run with an RBI. He's hitting .232. Christian Vasquez started. He went 0 for 3. He's hitting .207. Eovaldi started for the Red Sox. He went two innings, gave up one hit, one run. It was earned. 4 strikeouts. He had a 3.81 ERA. Eduardo Rodriguez followed. Went 2 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. He also walked 2. Didn't strike out anyone. He had a 3.85 ERA on the season. Workman came in. He pitched an inning, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He had a 3.27 ERA. Hembree came in, pitched a clean inning with a strikeout. He had a 4.20 ERA. Stephen Wright came in, pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He had a 2.68 ERA. Velasquez went 1 2/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs. He had a 3.18 ERA. And Scott pitched a third of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced. He has an 8.10 ERA. Erod got the loss, and he's 12-5 on the season. Okay, let's look at the standings. As we know, the Red Sox are at 107-53. That's a new club record. Yankees won their 100th game. There's 161. They've clinched a wild card against Oakland, and Oakland's going to have to come to New York for that one-game wild card playoff. Playoff! Cleveland won in the Central Division. Houston won out west. So, it's going to be the Yankees versus Oakland in the wild card. And I guess it's Cleveland and Houston and Boston in the wild card winner in the American League. In the National League, Atlanta won in the East. In the Central, Chicago. But the Cubs lost. They're 94-67. And the Milwaukee Brewers won. And that makes them 93-67. That puts them a half a game behind. St. Louis, I believe, is out. The Cardinals won. They're 88-73. Out west, Colorado. What happened to the Rockies? The Rockies lost. And the Dodgers, I believe, have vaulted over Colorado. And Arizona, I believe, is out. Although, I guess they're out. St. Louis has a better record than Arizona. Okay, we're coming down to the final day today of Major League Baseball's regular season. The Red Sox will get at least 1 or 2 days off, I believe. They don't play until maybe it's more than that. Let me check that out before I give you any bad information. Let me raise up the music and be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, I just checked, and the Red Sox do not play their first game until Friday. So there, they've got plenty of time to rest up, practice, and get ready for the real thing. And I have not seen enough of Oakland to say, although they've been hot near the end of the season, to say how well they're going to fare against the Yankees in a one-game series. I don't even know who their best pitcher is. So there, how about that for being ignorant? And I call myself a sports announcer, commentator, and all that other stuff. But anyway, that's not all I call myself. But anyway, we'll see. And what is going to happen, who is going to be out there, and how well they'll do. And we'll see what happens in the Oakland-Yankees game. I'd say you got to give the Yankees the edge, I guess, because the game they're playing at home. Oakland's traveling out here. I guess the first game is not until the wild card game is not until Tuesday, I would imagine. That's what I would think. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on that. But anyway, the Red Sox should be well rested. We have no excuse as far as being tired and anything else. We got the wild card. We got the home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. So there you go. Okay, 420 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we are multicasting iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Darnley Brown, on this Sunday, September the 30th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And get involved in the sports conversation, you need to call me. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, we're back. Go a little more talk Red Sox playoff roster. Started that off the top of my head last week's program. Maybe I made a little change along the way. First of all, starting pitching, Chris Sale, Price, Porcello, that's three. Rodriguez, four. And I hear they're planning to use Eovaldi, that's five. Wright, six. Kelly, seven. Barnes, eight. Hembry, nine. Johnson, 10. Velasquez, 11. And Kimbrel, 12. Moreland, 13. Pierce, 14. Kinsler, 15. Bogart, 16. Nunez, 17. Devers, 18. Benintendi, 19. Bradley, 20. Betts, 21. Martinez, 22. Leon, 23. Holt, 24. Swihart, 25. So the guy not making it, Christian Vasquez. I don't think you need three catchers. And you need the bat. And you need the versatility that Swihart brings. And the speed on the bases. And so Christian Vasquez, I guess, would have to sit. On the pitching side, Workman, I thought, was doing really well. But I think Eovaldi is coach's pick, manager, coaches, whatever. So Workman, I guess, was going to have to sit. Oh, and there's another guy. I forgot this other pitcher. Brazier. I didn't even think about him. He's the forgotten guy. He had the way he's pitched thus far, he has to be in there. So I have to rethink this now. I don't have a whole lot of time. And I would have to say, yikes, we need a left-hander out in the bullpen. So Johnson, I guess, has to be the guy. Velasquez gives us starting pitching, and he can go long, short rather. And we can't cut anybody else on the offensive side of the lineup. Hey, I'll have to come back next week after they decided. I'll let them. It's going to be a rough choice for somebody. Kelly, Barnes, and Hembry, I would say, must be pretty solid. They've been there all year. But so has, everybody else. Brazier has come along, and he's been excellent. There's no way you can keep him out of there. Okay, I'll let them decide. But one other thing I was going to say, I would think that the way Brock Holt is swinging the bat right now, he would be my second baseman. The top of the Red Sox lineup, Betts, Benintendi, Martinez, Bogarts, and either Devers or Moreland, and possibly Nunez, will have carried the club for most of the year. The bottom part of the lineup is where we get all the 200 hitters and whatnot, and we'll see. Like I said, I'll leave that up to them. They're getting paid to do this. I'm not. So I'll leave that to be their decision. And I'll be back.
In our Do You Know Your Stuff hot seat today is Doctor of Optometry, Dr. Mary.
Hi, Doc.
Good to be here, guys. Fire away.
Which of the following can be detected during an eye exam? Diabetes, high blood pressure, brain tumors, heart disease, or multiple sclerosis?
All of them.
She's right.
No way!
Really?
They can detect multiple sclerosis through an eye screening?
Not an eye screening, an eye exam. By an optometrist. The eyes are literally windows to your health.
Brain tumors have been detected during an eye exam?
Yes, and high blood pressure and diabetes.
Then answer this. Why did the optometrist climb the mountain?
Because he could see better up there.
Oh, she's good.
A message from the American Optometric Association and your local doctor of optometry. Test your IQ at AOA.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A. Brown, Perspective on Sports. Okay. Let's go to college football yesterday. Actually, let's go back to Thursday. Miami 47, North Carolina 10. And yesterday, Alabama 56, Louisiana 14, Georgia 38, Tennessee 12, Clemson 27, Syracuse 23, Ohio State 27, Penn State 26. At the beginning of that game, Penn State looked like they were going to pull off the upset. Ohio State pulled it out. LSU 45, Mississippi 16. Oklahoma 66, Baylor 33. Upset. Notre Dame, ranked number 8, defeated Stanford, ranked number 7, 38-17. That should move Notre Dame up in the ranks. Auburn 24, Southern Miss 13, Washington 35, BYU 7, West Virginia 42, Texas Tech 34. UCF 45, Pittsburgh 14, Michigan 20, Northwestern 17. Northwestern was leading early in that game as well. Kentucky 24, South Carolina 10, Texas 19, Kansas State 14, Oregon 42, California 24, Michigan State 31, Central Michigan 20. Upset. Unranked Virginia Tech defeated Duke, who was ranked number 22, 31-14. And another upset. Florida, who was unranked, defeated Mississippi State, who was ranked number 23, 13-6. And that's the way it went in college football. So I would say that won't be any major changes at the top of the list. Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State seem to hold down the top rankings. And Notre Dame will move up probably a slot after being number eight and defeating number seven Stanford. Although, with the Penn State loss, there might be room to move up two slots. We'll see how that goes. 4:34 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, September the 30th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a threat, not a promise.
There's something different about the way kids play sports today. Things are getting serious and highly repetitive. Orthopedic surgeons are seeing an increase in overuse injuries. The injuries caused by over-specialization in one sport. When a young athlete performs the same stressful activities time after time. Day after day. Overuse injuries can happen by throwing too many baseballs without enough rest. Overuse can happen in gymnastics, tennis, weight training, even cheerleading and swimming.
Okay, kids, 10 more laps to go. 10 more laps.
You get the idea. Left untreated, overuse trauma to young shoulders, elbows, knees, and wrists may require surgery. If your kids play hard and train hard, make sure you have expert advice for treating and preventing overuse injuries. Visit orthoinfo.org or stopsportsinjuries.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A. Brown, perspective on sports. You know, that's so true. I had a calcium deposit on my right elbow that I didn't find out about until years later, and that's from playing so much baseball, basketball, and horseshoes. And I was a hot, me and my friend Dave Killalay. Hey, listen out there, Dave. We were horseshoe champions at Russell Lee Hoyt Field in Cambridge, Massachusetts during our younger days, much younger days. Okay, where are we? Okay, let's go to, I always say, when the exhibition season, spring training, and other season exhibition games are going on, I don't pay much attention because, you know, it's difficult enough to figure out what's going on because they're playing all kinds of people. And that's so true of the Boston Celtics' first exhibition game on Friday night. The Hornets won down there in North Carolina, 104-97. But the Celtics' first team and their first players off the bench had a 20-point lead at one time in the first half. At the end of the first half, they were up by 16. And then, as he has to do, Brad Stevens put in the deep part of the bench. At the end of the game, if I can remember correctly, we had Odrile Yabusele, Williams, Dozier. No, I think it might have been Wanamaker and Lemon on the field, on the court, and North Carolina's bench, which I guess was their benches. I don't know their players that well, other than their, you know, major players. Shot lights out. And I don't think it was so much that the Celtics were playing poorly on defense. The benches were not scoring much. And perhaps some unfamiliarity with each other and the defensive schemes and whatnot led to the Hornets winning that game. So when the final score really means nothing. Like I said, with their starters, the Celtics were blowing them out and their first key players off the bench. So let me give you the rundown. Al Horford only played 17 minutes. One of the other stars have played a little more than 20 or 22 minutes. Horford got 3 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and a block. Not bad. First time on the floor. Brown got 14 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Hayward got 10 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and a block. And the main thing was that he came out of the game without any further damage that he's lucky suffered last year. Tatum got 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. Irving, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. Yabusele, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. And he looked improved from last year. Matter of fact, I would say, based upon that one game, Yabusele looked like he's gone ahead of Odrile for a backup position off the bench. Morris got 12 points and 4 rebounds. Theis got 4 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. And he looked really good coming back Ogilvy got 2 points, 8 rebounds, however, and an assist. Baines got 7 points and 3 rebounds. Williams, who looked very good defensively, had 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. And I said earlier in the program, I believe I said it, maybe I was talking with somebody, Williams, coming from Louisiana, if he can play defense anywhere near what Bill Russell played, we got ourselves a winner. And he looks like he has that potential. Extremely aggressive on the defensive end. Dozier did not score. He got 5 rebounds and a block. Wanamaker got 2 points, 1 rebound and a steal. Lemon got 6 points, 3 rebounds and an assist. And Terry Rozier got 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. And like I said, most of the Celtics, all of the Celtics starters and most of their first players off the bench, did yeoman work against the Hornets. And like I said, the object was not to win the game, but to see how the all the people fit together. Let me apologize. I tried to get information on the Ryder Cup. America was not doing well, from what I heard. Didn't see any of it, really. And we have a history of not doing well. And I, don't know why. I'm not that up to date on golf. But anyway, I could not bring you any information on that, so I apologize. 4:43 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going out there, your neck of the sporting world. I will be back, and we're going to be talking NFL and the Patriots. Be back. I can't believe that I left all of last week's stats on the NFL at home. I can't believe that. It's unbelievable. What I do remember is that Kyle had a great week. He moved into a first-place tie with his father. And I had a pretty good week, and I moved into, second place, I guess, or third place, however you want to look at it. And I was just one game behind those first-place teams. And I can probably go off the top of my head and tell you what happened as far as my picks for this week. Okay, today I've got New England over Miami. I got Philadelphia over Tennessee. I've got Atlanta over Cincinnati. I got Jacksonville over the Jets. I got Houston over Indianapolis. I got Green Bay over Buffalo. And I've got Detroit over Dallas. I got Chicago over Tampa Bay. I got Seattle over Arizona. I've got Oakland over Cleveland. I got the Chargers over San Francisco. I got New Orleans over the Giants. I've got Pittsburgh over Baltimore. And in the Monday night game, I have Kansas City over Denver. Now, I had some nice comments on all of last week's games and going into this week. But like I said, I left them at home. I can't believe that. And let me see. In the Thursday night game, I had, I don't even know who, it's not on these other stats here. But I know I won. boy, what a mess. Anyway. It's 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm going to fire myself. Okay. But hey, I had a lot of things going on all week, especially yesterday. But anyway, we're going to move right along. The Patriots. I think the major problem right now with the Patriots is injury. You know, they've had, I would say more than their share. But other teams have them too. We just don't follow the other teams that closely. But they've had so many key injuries. Matter of fact, right now we have two running backs, White and our fullback, who usually just blocking. And we have a guy named Barner who we picked up who hasn't played. He was inactive last week. We don't know whether Flash Gordon is going to be available. Whether his hamstring is going to be allowing him to play. And then behind that, we have Hollister with a chest injury. And Gronkowski has been limping around. We still got Dorsett and Hogan, who can't seem to get open, primarily because of, even though they've been double-teaming, I wouldn't say primarily, but even though they've been double-teaming Gronkowski in the two losses, I'm surprised that the defense has not picked up more. I looked for the defense, but we've had some injuries on the defensive side as well. Shelton is going to be back at full strength, I understand. And that certainly is going to help. Flowers, we don't know. Haven't heard anything about whether he's going to be available or not. Everybody's been on Hightower's case. Well, he is out most of last year and still shaking off some of the cobwebs. And the rust and all of the other stuff that happens. Haven't heard about Chung, whether he's going to be back as yet. Usually the offense can pick up the defense. But we've been hampered on both sides. Right now, Sony Michel is probably our leading back. James White's going to come out of the backfield like he normally does, and I don't know how they're going to use Bonner. We had Brandon Bolden. We let him go as a free agent. I guess we thought that no one was going to pick him up. he's coming in today with the undefeated Dolphins. I just think that we're going to, if we can keep Brady upright, and that hasn't been a major problem, I think we have a good shot at winning the game anyway. I just don't believe the Dolphins are that good. Okay, if we get Gordon, that's something that they, you know, we're going to, the other teams are going to have to plan for. I'm sure they're planning for it, but can they do anything with their plan? But we got to get our running game going to make the offense go, the passing offense go. So it's going to be interesting to see how things work out. But like I said, I'm looking for the Patriots. And I'm not going to panic even if we lose this game. As long as we don't get any more injuries. Okay, 4:55 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here on another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. And still not too late to get in the phone call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO, Brown Perspective on Sports, 91.5 in the FM dial, WMFO, Medford, Tusk, Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, signing off this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm sorry about that. You don't know how much work I put in. Actually, we had some problems at the house yesterday that took up a lot of time right after I finished getting the Sounds of Praise program together and didn't get everything in the bag. I was absolutely certain that I had it all in the bag today, but I didn't, so I apologize for that. Hopefully, we'll do better next Sunday. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We have a fantastic program lined up for you, and I got all the information on that. Yeah, I hope. Okay, the name of the program, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, and that is the title of my first book, hopefully going to be out sometime this year, and hopefully the program on Sounds of Praise is going to give you some little insights into what the book is all about. Hopefully the program will be a prelude to the information you're going to get from the book when you buy it. You are going to buy it, right? Is that a commercial? We don't do commercials here. Anyways, Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise, a great program coming your way. The spirit of joyful anticipation. And I'll be back next Sunday, 4 a.m. or thereabouts, with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.